Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind?
A couple questions related to my blood pressure situation. First of all, I know I'm overweight, probably should lose 40, 50 pounds. So first question, to help with blood pressure, I need to diet. What do you think of the ketogenic diet?
I think the ketogenic or the paleo would be the best routes, one or the other. Here's why. When a person is 40 to 50 pounds overweight and they have high blood pressure, then one of the things that's usually behind that high blood pressure, the cause, and it's always nice to go looking for the cause, is a genetic tendency towards type 2 diabetes. That's not to say the person has the type 2 diabetes right now or that they'll get it before they're 80 years old, nothing like that. It's the genetic tendency towards that, and that genetic tendency includes a very, very high risk of being being obese, simply because, as was proven by a professor over in the UK, people with this genetic tendency make three times as much insulin in response to the same amount of carbohydrate that everybody else makes, just one part insulin. They make three parts insulin. That stacks three times as much sugar in the cells. The cells can't burn it all for energy, so what do? They store it as fat. So people who have this genetic tendency get obese a lot easier, and that helps the blood pressure go up. And the two diets, getting back to your question, that help to get rid of that hyper insulin all the time because there's not much carb in them, happen to be the paleo diet and the keto diet. You're quite right.
Okay. Now, I had my gallbladder removed about a year ago, and my concern with the ketogenic diet is they recommend, one component is a high intake of fats.
Well, that's pretty simple to take care of, sir. It's pretty simple to take care of. You had your gallbladder removed. You probably didn't need to, but that's another topic. I've been able to keep people from having gallbladder surgery nearly 100% of the time since I read about how to do it by a very, very qualified physician. Okay, but back to you. It's been removed. You can find in your local natural food store, the Atomic Clinic Dispensary, Compounding Pharmacy, you can find a product called Cholacol, C-H-O-L-A-C-O-L. What is it? It's bile salts, sir. And that takes care of the fat problem, because what you do is make believe you have a gallbladder by swallowing the bile salts after every fatty thing you eat. And that's what the gallbladder does. Here comes the fat, and it sends a signal to the gallbladder, and the gallbladder goes squirt, and here's a bunch of bile salts that help to digest it. Well, now you'll have to do that by swallowing the stuff, but it certainly does the job, sir. That plus an enzyme from the pancreas that breaks down fats, that's called lipinase. So if you want a double insurance after fatty meals, you have lipinase and Cholacol.
Got it. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So that answers that aspect of the blood pressure situation. Next thing, as my blood pressure did not respond initially to 20 milligrams of lisinopril, the dose of lisinopril was increased to 40 milligrams. Still didn't respond sufficiently. So hydrochlorothiazide was added.
Which is a diuretic, as you know.
Yeah. I'm just going blank on the other one. It'll come to me. But the point is, I started taking this stuff. I just feel lousy every day. The doctor said, well, we want to prolong your life. And I told him, if this is the quality of life I'm going to have, I don't know how long I really care to stick around. I just feel crappy every day from and the only thing I can attribute it to is all these blood pressure medicines.
And, well, sir, one can almost always get their blood pressure under control without patent medicines. All the docs at Toma Clinic know how to do that, just because we look for the cause. You've already probably pinpointed one of the causes, namely this too much insulin thing, and you're going to work on that with diet. But just for example, lisinopril, the so-called metabolic pathway it works on, is actually regulated by vitamin D. So if we get enough vitamin D into a person, it regulates that same pathway. And if we don't take too much vitamin D, we don't get adverse effects from it. Now, sure, if we take too much, we can get adverse effects, but you monitor your vitamin D levels, and it regulates that same blinking pathway, and that actually is known to the pharmaceutical people. I have an article on file written by somebody working for a pharmaceutical company who told us exactly where lisinopril works in the body on what metabolic pathway, and then just happened to mention that vitamin D is the actual regulator of that pathway from the beginning. But they don't implement it.
Gotcha. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously there are alternatives to the medicines, which is what I was hoping to hear. Last question, just on a very practical level, does your clinic or does Blue Cross work with you guys?
No, sir. We don't work with either government insurance plans or insurance companies, because the minute you do, they start dictating what you can do for people. They become the physician, and the physician can only do what they'll let you. So, no, we don't take insurance nor government plans.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. It's been very helpful.
You're welcome, sir. And I hope you can do this without all those patent medicines. Most people can if they find a doc who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine.